Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my show. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. So, happy Monday. Hopefully it is happy for a lot of you out there. hopefully it is the start of a good week and something to look forward to. What do I want to share with you today? Well, it has been an eventful past few days, I must say. I started with actually something really great. You know, I always talk about manifestations. Well, first of all, I should probably tell you what day it is. Well, today is September 22nd, Monday, September 22nd, 2025. And it is now 10:06 a.m. And thank you all for being patient with me and waiting while I get everything in order for you. But a very lovely little thing I had happened to me earlier this week was I don't know if I mentioned I've been in the process of navigating my car lease. So let me just say that I will probably never lease a car again. But this time I did. It was the first time I had ever leased a car. And so, but it has presented issues because in the end they make you pay for the mileage. And I tend to drive a lot, so I have a lot of mileage charges that I've accrued over the set amount. Quite a few. And so they factor that in when you turn the car in. And they charge you a ton of money. And I'm not talking just a little. It's quite a bit. Excuse me one second. I'm going to clear my throat and take a drink of water. One sec. So I found out how much over I owed, and it's like thousands of dollars. It's incredible. So, of course, this is not what I had planned on doing when I turned in my lease. And I did want to exchange it for a new car, but this time I wouldn't be leasing it. This time I would be buying it. So it seems like it's a really much more expensive. Excuse me. It's a much more expensive endeavor than I had hoped. So I'm trying to navigate that, and in doing so, the other day I noticed that my car was making a funny noise. And mind you, I'm only like a month or two shy of ending my lease. So now is not the time I want the car to break down, honestly. Well, I mean, in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. But I took it in and turns out it needed a part. And this part cost over $11,000 to repair. And I want to say that it was a wonderful manifestation for me. And like Kelly Whetstone always says, a kiss on the cheek from God. Because fortunately, I didn't have to pay for it because it was fully covered under the extended warranty that was still on my car from the lease. So that, without that, I would have been up a creek without a car, basically. But they fixed it and I didn't have to pay for it because it was covered under the warranty. And I think I paid like $300 for the, you know, everything, the diagnostic and everything that they did. And they did a wheel alignment too. So, I can't even remember what it was that was wrong with it, but it was something really significant. And I, you know, thank God. Sorry, I'm having a hard time with my throat this morning, and I'll explain that too. It seems a little bit more problematic in the morning. But so my car was a great manifestation that, like, you know, God gave me that gift that I didn't have to pay for the repair. $11,000+, which for some people is, you know, could be put toward a new car. But yeah, so now I'm just having to navigate when I turn it in and what I'm going to do. So what I'm probably going to do is keep it, since I just had a major repair and it's running great and I love it. So I don't want to turn it in. I don't want to have a lot of payments. I think I'm just going to keep it, you know. I still have to pay it off. I still have to pay it off, which is still going to be, you know, like another bunch of money. But, you know, hey, God works in mysterious ways. And if I had that one manifestation, surely I can have more. So I believe in abundance. I believe in my ability to create. And I believe in lovely people and manifestations showing up in my world who can help me. And because I've seen a lot of that and I've experienced a lot of that. So I trust that God is my supply and I will be taken care of. So yeah, that was something though. When the guy said to me, he didn't lead with the good part. He led with the bad news, which was, I'm like, you should have led with the other part first. But he was like, well, the repair is usually costs $11,000. And I was like, what? Excuse me, guys. And he said, but you're still under the extended warranty, so it's not going to cost you anything. I'm like, thank you for almost giving me a heart attack. Next time, lead with the good part. I think he enjoys that, the drama of telling people that, and he likes to see the relief on their face when they realize that he's done them a service. I definitely feel like they want you to feel like they're really doing a good thing for you by not making you pay all this money. It's a bit of psychological fuckery. But anyway, it turned out well, and you know, nothing bad about my service advisor. He's a nice guy. It's not like he's trying to do any damage. He was definitely trying to help me out, but it was just funny how it all transpired. So anyway, that part is good. Now I just have to figure out how I'm going to pay for the extra mileage, which is probably about the same as that car repair. And I have no idea like how I'm going to do it yet, but I guess we'll see. maybe I'll be walking places instead of driving. That would not work for me because I don't live close enough to walk anywhere really. So I guess we'll just wait and see. We'll see if perhaps an angel donator comes through for me or something like that, because that's happened before too. I've definitely been blessed with people in my life who have been very helpful, and you know, like I call them angels because they really are. Okay, so let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat. You can go to your device or your computer and just put in 12radio.com, and that will take you over to a page where you will see some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So hit chat, and that'll take you over into our Facebook page where you can chat with me. And despite the discombobulation that I usually bring with me on Monday mornings. I actually do know what I'm talking about. I am a spiritual psychology practitioner. I am a human design projector, which makes me a natural guide. I am here to be able to help you with all your problems or your issues. And if I could speak, it would probably help a lot. But I have been up till now dealing with the repercussions of GERD, which is like reflux. So that is one of the issues that I'm having with my voice, my digestion. And normally, you know, to look at me, you would never know that this is an issue, but or at least it has been up till now. But this week I did have a very stark reminder of this issue. So I tried to go off meds again for the third time, was unsuccessful at it, and almost landed myself in the hospital again. Didn't, thankfully. I was able to take care of myself at home. But it was not good. It was not good. Excuse me. So if I'm muting myself a little more than usual, that's why. Because it's I'm trying to take care of it, and I am doing the best I can. So please try and bear with me if you can. Because I really want to be here with you, and I really want to be able to help you. Even if I am dealing with a little bit of an issue in my physical body. Yeah, I went off the meds, and the reflux came back like with a vengeance, and you know, it just causes all kinds of issues, because when that happens, you start to really feel pretty yucky, and makes speaking a little bit more problematic, because I clear my throat a lot anyway. And this makes it happen even more, because it just feels, and you can hear it in my voice, it just makes it feel like there's something there that needs to be cleared. So, but I'm doing my best. So let's see who's in the chat. But I honestly would really just love to answer questions if you have any issues that are happening for you right now. I would love to help you navigate situations in your life, because that is what I do best. Okay. Hey, Rob. Good to see you. And Renee is here. And Kat is here. Hey. She says, hi, everyone. Happy Monday. And Renee says hi to everyone as well. And Quelly. Autumn blessings, she says. Thanks, Quelly. Same to you. And Pamela's here. I'm so happy you're all here with me. Thank you for being here. Rob says, car leases are great if you can write them off as a business expense, or if you only drive it back and forth to the supermarket. Yeah, I wish someone had told me that before I leased the car, because that is what I'm finding out. You should not lease a car if you drive an hour or 2 hours every other day, which I do. Yeah, I don't even know why they don't. Well, I know why they don't tell you that, because obviously they want to make money. But it's just it seems such a shitty thing to do to somebody when you know they're taking the lease because they're trying to save money, you know, because that's how it was sold to me in the beginning. But this is why I have learned that you don't deny yourself something you need because you're trying to save money. You just don't. It always backfires. Always. And you always end up having to spend more. This is something I have found in my life. Like, more than once, whenever I have tried to cheap out on something, and, you know, or if I get nervous about money, you know, or if I try to, if I really deny myself something truly that I know I need or could use, or something I really desire, and I deny myself something like that because of money, because I feel like it's too expensive or I can't afford it, I always regret it later. Always, 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 always. Because I don't have the thing or the experience or the, you know, whatever it is that I want. And two, I end up later paying more to have it anyway, or paying more for something for some other reason connected to it usually. And then I realize I should have just laid out the money and had what I wanted. And that is teaching me this lesson in this case too. I should have just laid out the money and bought the car and not had to worry about, you know, the lease. I shouldn't have. But as it turns out, it worked out this way because I didn't have to pay for that car repair, which I'm not sure I would have had to if I actually owned the car myself. So everything works out. So I can go back and say, yeah, I should have done that. But I guess I didn't for a reason, you know. There are many, many ins and outs that we just don't always see. So everything happens for a reason. It really does. And even the fact that I leased the car for a reason, but I'm learning that the next time I'm not going to lease. So I think there are two sides to that, and I can see both. And that's teaching me a really good lesson. Okay. So it doesn't look like any of you have questions, although I would really love to answer some. So I will just wait and see if any of you think of anything that you want to ask. And I will keep checking the chat. And I will also share with you what I want to share. Thanks, Pamela. She says, I hope you're healing and feeling better. Yeah, I don't like taking meds. I really don't, especially this one because it's been so long. And I want to get off it. But what happened to me, really, Pamela, is that when it comes to taking these meds, which I don't want to be on, I am grateful that they are there because they are really the only thing that is keeping me from, like, being in a really, really bad spot, and feeling even worse, honestly. There's just something there that needs healing, and I as yet haven't figured out how to heal it, but it's there for a reason. And the best thing for me right now is to just take the meds and to surrender to that, which I'm doing. And in the meantime, I'm looking into other healing modalities, and I'm going to talk to my body and see what my body needs. So I can just be with it for now, and I can allow it, right? Because it is what's happening. And even though it's, at times it's not easy, I'm not going to push against it anymore. Because the more I push against it, the more it gets worse. Like anything else. So, I did want to share with you that I had, or I should say I attended, a very lovely event this past weekend on Saturday. And it was with the MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. And that is a community up in LA, and it's connected to my University of Santa Monica community because their founder was my teacher's teacher, Drs. Ron and Mary Holnick from USM, learned from a man named John Roger. And he was the founder of MSIA. And MSIA still continues today, even though John Roger has passed. And they have events, spiritual events, that are quite lovely. And I attended one of them this Saturday. And it was a sound bath. It was a sound healing more than anything. And a community, you know, gathering, as well as a, excuse me, one second, I'm going to try and clear this frog from my throat. It was a sound healing and intuitive readings more than anything. That's probably the most concise way I can describe it. Because a very lovely man by the name of Paul Kay, who is extremely musically talented, and talented in many other ways as well, as a teacher, he performed one of the most beautiful musical sound baths that I have ever heard. Actually, the most beautiful. Because I've been to sound baths before, and honestly, they've always felt kind of dissonant. Like, the tones just didn't feel resonant in my body, and they bothered my ears, honestly. However, this one I felt called to go to, and I had a feeling it would be different, and I was right. It was very different. It was nothing like the other sound baths. So Paul played music on a number of different, very unusual instruments. One was I think it's pronounced dirigidoo. I could be wrong, but it's a long cylindrical, looked like bamboo, hollow instrument, and makes the most beautiful sounds if you know how to play it properly, which Paul did. Another one called a tambour something. And it was like it looked like a keyboard from where I was sitting. But it was a little bit different than that. And he also had the singing bowls. And he made notes in them like I've never heard before. So I don't know how long this lasted, because I was just in a trance. And it was like a huge meditation while he played these instruments and provided us with just the most beautiful music. It was out of this world. I would love to have a repeat performance. I hope they do it again. I will definitely go again. It was so incredible. And if you ever have a chance, you know, it's up in LA, and there's a, like, schools within the, it's actually, let me, hold on. Let me read this to you. So the community is is MSIA, but they have, the location of the building is, it's called the Peace Awareness Labyrinth Gardens. And it's for the movement of spiritual inner awareness. They also have the Peace Theological Seminary and the College of Philosophy there. So there are a lot of things going on the grounds. There are many schools within this one building. And one of them is called Prana. And Prana was the organization, I suppose, that was... I'm not exactly sure how they break it down, but, you know, they call it Prana. I don't know if that's the name of the location or the setting inside of this building, but whatever. Anyway, the place itself is the Peace Awareness Labyrinth Gardens, and it's the movement of spiritual inner awareness that does the events, and Prana is the name of the organization, I think. P-R-A-N-A. And they do these events. So it's kind of an all-inclusive, all-in-one kind of place. And people go there and they get degrees from to be a minister and, you know, because it's a theological seminary and a philosophical college. So people go there and they study some real interesting things. And it's a lot like USM, you know, the University of Santa Monica, where I attended, where you could, at one point, you could get a master's degree in spiritual psychology. And now they're no longer doing that. Now they're offering certifications in spiritual psychology, which is amazing, you know, because any type of learning that either USM or MSIA does, I love. I mean, they just offer such good programs. So I'm not trying to sell them or anything. I'm just sharing what I was up to this weekend. And then after the, excuse me, after the sound bath, this was about a 4-hour event total from about 1:30 to 5:30. After the sound bath, a lovely man by the name of Jeffrey Morgan, who is a very lovely young man. I don't think he can be any more than 30 tops. He's probably still in his 20s, honestly. But he's a very gifted healer. And Jeffrey came on and did readings for people online and also in person. There were only maybe 25 people that attended this. So it was a pretty small group. And often they have, like, you know, a lot more. This particular one, there just weren't a whole lot of people. It was a very cozy group, and I think it kind of needed to be that way. So I felt like it was more homey, more cozy. I got to have my own little couch chair, and it was real comfy, so I just snuggled up on my couch. Sorry, my voice, guys. I'm so sorry. Between my voice and the noisy guy outside, I hope you can hear me. But I really am doing my best to keep it together. So anyway, Jeffrey is very unique. He can see, he reads energy, okay? So he not only reads your, he not only does a psychic reading, but he reads your energy. He can tell you what's happening and why you have certain issues from childhood. And he's just a really great healer slash intuitive slash reader. You know, he's amazing. And he does talks on... He does readings, actually, every Tuesday night and every Saturday morning. And if anyone's interested, I can share that with you. But if you're interested, just drop me a line at Lori Love on the Facebook Messenger or my Instagram, which is lori.the.love.sherpa. Excuse me. Just drop me a DM, a private message on either one of those places, and I will give you the information so you can listen to Jeffrey. And it's free, Tuesday night and Saturday morning, totally free. And you can ask questions if you like. You can get a reading from Jeffrey. It's quite amazing. So he did 2 hours worth of readings for people in person and online, and he will blow you away. He really will. He's pretty phenomenal. So that was what I did my weekend. It was a beautiful day. I highly recommend, you know, going up there and taking some of their courses if you have not. All right. I think I'm going to take like a 5-minute break. There's just so much noise and I need to clear my throat again. But I will be back in, like I said, about 5 minutes. So enjoy the interlude. I will see you very, very shortly. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio. And I will be right back. Thank you. And you're back with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on Wonder Radio. So, hope you had a nice little break. I am going back to the Facebook chat to see if any of you have questions. And I hope you do, because that is why I'm here. If you guys don't ask me questions, sometimes I don't know what to talk about, honestly. Of course, there's always something, but I love questions because that's my forte. That is what I do. I solve problems and fix things and help people. So if, honestly, the way I work as a projector, I kind of need somebody to feed into, because that's the way my aura works. My aura works in the way that it projects. It's like an arrow coming from me straight into you. And that's when I, like, you know, my arrow comes into you and I feel around and I see what's going on. And that gives me information and that allows me to help you with whatever you might need help with. And that can feel invasive if it's not invited. I know that. And I've had people, you know, run away because it does feel too invasive for them. And I don't take it personally because it's not personal. I know that. But that is how my aura works and my energy. And so if I don't have someone to pour into, to pour the energy into, I feel a little bit like empty, in a way. I feel like something's missing. If I don't have someone to pour into, that leaves me, you know, kind of feeling a little bit lost sometimes, which is why I really love questions, because that way I can pour my energy into you. It's nourishing for not only you, but for me too. Because we all need each other, whether we want to admit it or not, you know, and I need you as much as you need me. So, there are not a lot of projectors in the world. We're only 20% of the population. So, but that's fine. And that's perfect. That's exactly how it should be. And, that's the way it's supposed to be. But I really love having, like, I like having a singular focus, like one focus at a time, one person at a time to focus on, because that's how I work best. So if you ask me a question, I can totally focus on you and I can totally give you my insight. And hopefully that will help you. So we have 15 minutes left to the show. And if you would like a card reading, I'm happy to do that. Or if you just have a general question, I'm happy to do that too. I'm more than happy. Okay, so I'm going to refresh the page. Oh, there you all are. Okay. Oh, Renee. Renee said it sounds like fun. I had such a good time this weekend. Oh, there you go. Ryan, I just saw your question. Oh, Renee, you know the didgeridoo. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I've never really heard anybody play it that well. It's great. Didgeridoo. That's how you say it, Ryan. Ryan, you know so much. Thank you. Okay. Renee says his name sounds familiar. Has he been on social media? I don't know, honestly. So Paul Kay is the guy who played all the music, and Jeffrey Morgan is the guy who is the intuitive. He's the healer. And like I said, just Facebook Messenger me or Instagram, DM me, and I will give you the information if you want to have a reading. Or if you want to just, you know, listen to Jeffrey for free and get a reading there. He's really good. Okay, so Ryan says, "Hi, Lori, glad you're here despite the frogs. I'm noticing a pattern that has lasted a couple years now, where I feel like I'm supporting the divine feminine through deep supportive connections with a few women, but it feels like I'm not receiving what my soul is yearning for back." Yeah, I honestly, Ryan, I have felt that in our last couple of interactions, and I didn't say anything, obviously, because you weren't inviting me to. But I have felt that when you have mentioned a couple of these people pretty recently, and that's the first thing I felt, that you're pouring in, but you're not getting anything back. Yeah, it's been a long lesson, you say, on ways that you need to evolve, but it's getting old. Okay. And Ryan continues, "I'm sure a lot of women feel the same about the men in their lives. So can you speak on dynamic more from a collective and divine masculine and feminine perspective? Essentially, I'm happily and neutrally giving what feels right in any given situation, but I'm not yet receiving according to what I actually need." Yeah, there's a lot to this. What comes forth for me first is that you're a manifester, obviously. And most people cannot feel you unless you allow them to. So do these women know? Are they aware of your intention? Because I have a feeling that some of them might not even be aware of it. They might think that you just want friendship. And I'm guessing that you want more than friendship. That's what I'm feeling. But sometimes you have to ask for what you need, especially you as a manifester, since people can't feel it. I'm feeling into your words. Also, you don't want to overgive. You have a tendency to overgive. And that isn't necessary, because sometimes when you overgive, it sets up a dynamic that isn't going to afford you what you desire, because it puts you at a disadvantage. And I'm not saying be selfish, but in a way I am saying be self-preservationist. be self-preserving in a way that you take care of your own needs as much as you take care of other people's. So if you're giving to someone else, make sure you give back to yourself. Take care of yourself too. Because if you're always pouring out, you're going to have nothing left for yourself. Supporting these women is lovely. But yeah, it feels really unbalanced, and I don't want that for you. I feel like that keeps coming to me. You just feel like you are very, very forthright and very, very willing and able to give a lot. But you need to make known what it is that you need too. It's very simple when you boil right down to it. That's very potent and very much in my awareness. Sometimes you just have to ask. You know, it's great to be subtle and beat around the bush, but sometimes you really have to let people know what you need. I don't think it's serving you not to. And I don't think that means you have to be like blunt or brash, you know. Just let your intentions be known, because especially you as a manifestor, if you're not letting your intentions be known, people are probably not going to know. Again, because most people can't feel you. Even if you're allowing them to, a lot of people still won't be able to feel you. It's really hard to feel a manifestor unless they're like really wanting to be felt. And even then, like I said, it's challenging. And that makes things hard for you. And I'm sorry about that. And I know you don't need me to feel sorry for you. And I don't feel sorry for you. It's not that. It's more that the masculine energy and the feminine energy work very differently. The masculine energy needs to be forthright, needs to move forward, needs to take action, needs to pursue. The feminine is receptive and receives. So the masculine basically gives and the feminine receives. That's just how the energy works. So if you're not putting forth your energy and allowing someone else to receive you, they're not gonna most likely, unless they're a woman very in their masculine energy, which is probably not what you want, they're probably not going to give you the energy that you're looking for without first having received yours strongly enough so that they can respond. Because the feminine responds to the masculine. The feminine doesn't initiate. I mean, like I said, some women who are very in their masculine energy will initiate, but you're a very good balance of masculine and feminine energy, Ryan, but you are definitely the masculine because you are in a male body. You're in a man's body and you are looking for that feminine energy. And I feel like when you're engaging these women, you're more in your feminine, to put it bluntly, because if you're being supportive and connecting, that's really feminine energy. And that can be very good at certain moments, but not when you're, it's good if you're in a relationship with someone and they need support, but if you're just trying to get to know somebody, a woman, that's not really where you want to be unless you want to get friend zoned, to put it very frankly. You can be her support once you know her better, because that's what friends do. And that's a feminine energy. So if you want a relationship with someone, you have to be the masculine. You have to put forth that desire and that intention. You have to be very intentional. And it's really important for you to do that and let her know what your intentions are. In a very, you know, not brash way. Not that you're brash, you're not. Let her know very intentionally and just very clearly. That's the best way to do it, because the feminine is receptive and will respond to what you do when you pursue. Then she can respond. She has nothing to respond to if you're not pursuing her. It's basically that simple. I wish I had seen your question sooner. And as you know, I was wondering where you were, but I just hadn't looked in the Facebook chat. But I have to get off the air and make room for Serena, who's coming up next. Thank you all for joining me and bearing with me. Obviously, you can hear my voice is much better now. It just takes a while to clear sometimes. Once I start talking, I'm usually fine because I don't talk to anyone in the morning. So that's the problem. But let me get out of here. And I love you all so much. And I hope you join me again next week. And we can probably pursue this a little bit more because I would actually like to. Next week. And if you want to expand on the question, that's fine too. So thank you very much for that question. I hope that I have helped all of you, and I want to see you here next week. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.